Hello.
Hello, my name is James. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Survey. And I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Thank you, sir. In this case, let's go ahead and continue. Now, are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
I am.
Thank you, sir. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November election, general elections for president and Congress? Would you definitely vote, probably vote? The chances are 50-50, or you will probably no vote?
Probably 100%.
100%. Definitely both. Thank you, sir. What is your age?
76.
76. Let me mark that on here. And thank you. Now, just to be sure, where we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, white, Caucasian, Black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American?
White.
White. Thank you, sir. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Conservative.
No. It will be, for example, Democrat, Republican, independent, or another one.
Independent.
Independent. Thank you for that, sir. Thinking about the direction the country is heading, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is ahead?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied. Okay. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their members of the Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. You say 10 if you think that is the most important, and 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay? Let's go ahead and start.
Okay.
For example, improving K-12 education.
Say that one again. Improving what?
Improving K-12 education.
Seven.
Seven. Raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations?
Zero.
Zero. Lowering rent?
And zero.
Oh, zero. In democracy and our voting rights?
Say that again. I'm out in traffic.
Sure. Sorry, sir. Protecting democracy and our voting rights.
Eight.
Eight. Funding for mental health. Funding for mental health services.
Six.
Cracking down on illegal drugs.
Seven.
Seven, okay. And protecting abortion rights?
Zero.
Zero. Okay. Okay, perfect. And, sorry, just asking again, cracking down on illegal drugs?
Seven.
Okay. And fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods?
Fighting inflation and lowering what?
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
Fighting inflation, 8. Lowering the cost of goods is not their responsibility.
Okay. Let me write that down in here. I appreciate that answer, sir. Now, I like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable toward them. A 0 means that you feel very cool and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cool. You may use any number from 0 to 100. Depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of the person or organization, please feel free to tell me so, okay? For example, Tina Kotek, K-O-T-E-K.
Zero.
Now, Republicans in Congress.
50.
McDonald's? Yes.
The restaurant?
The restaurant, yes.
25.
Janelle Bynum.
What?
Janelle Bynum, B-Y-N-U-M.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of them. Okay. Now, Joe Biden.
Oh, Joe Biden. 5.
Number 5. Okay. Democrats in Congress.
0.
J.D. Vance?
50.
50? And Donald Trump?
Probably 80.
Lori Tavis Derbimer?
Who?
Lori Tavis Derbimer.
30.
And Kamala Harris.
5.
Thank you for your answers. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, will you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrats Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Green Party candidate Jill Stein?
Trump.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, will you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or B-Y-N-U-M, or the Republican Lori Tavis?
Chavez.
Even though you're not supporting Janelle Biden, now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might not support her? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
No chance.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
That's a laugh.
So you don't approve at all. Okay. Let me go ahead and mark that down in here as your answer. And do you approve or disapprove of the way that Lori Chavez is handling her job as your member of Congress?
50.
You will say strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I'm neutral.
Neutral. Okay. Let me mark that in here. Now, I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Janelle Bynum, and Lori Chavez. For example, serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first Black woman to represent our community. In Salem, she has been a workhorse, not a show horse, with a proven track record of working with and fighting to improve our schools and make our community safer. She's not afraid to go against her party to find practical solutions to our problems and get things done. And in Congress, she will stand up to extremists on both sides to deliver for Oregon families. And let's go ahead and talk about Chavez. As mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has the most bipartisan members working to solve our toughest problems for homeless to access shelter. Lori was tired to the same old device politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Now, sometimes in the course of a survey, people change their minds. Now, it is okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, will you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez? If you're on the side, please say so as well.
I will not vote for a Democrat.
Okay, so would you say it will be for Lori?
If that's the only other choice, yes.
You can also select on the side, or you don't know.
If the choice is between Democrat and Republican, I would vote Republican, period.
Okay. Let me mark that down in here. Thank you for that. Now, what specifically stuck out most to you about Lori Chavez?
Nothing.
Let me mark that down in here. Now, I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking about Janelle Bynum. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is... Sorry, sir? Oh, hello, sir?
I cannot rate any statement one way or the other, because I am not permitted to disseminate any information.
Okay, in this case, just let me read the question, and then you tell me that you refuse. It's not a problem at all. Sounds good?
Okay,
now, for example, for too long, people have been focused on the fight, but Janelle Bynum is focused on solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember what you're working for and who you are representing. As a mom, as a small business owner, and as a leader, she's not willing to accept that something can be done to fix where we were today. And she wants to stop working to deliver the changes our community needs. So you will say, on a scale from 0 to 10, not at all convincing, no comments. Let me write that down here. Now, let's go ahead and with the other one. Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected to a second term anyway. We need a strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check on his dangerous agenda, and Janelle Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help flip the House of Representatives to Democrats so that they can act as a check of MAGA extremists or MAGA extremists. The stakes in this election are too high to risk a Republican majority supporting a Trump administration. On a scale from 1 to 10, which one would you select? Or you refuse, or you don't know?
I did not hear a clear question. I would not support the Democrats flip of the House. I would support a Republican House.
Okay. Let me mark that down in here, and let's go ahead and continue. We're almost done. Now, Janelle Bynum says we need public schools we can be proud of. And as the daughter of teachers and mothers of four, she has been a champion for our students and our schools. She fought for the Student Success Act, which will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning and K-12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for our children's education and opportunities. On a scale from 0 to 10, which one would you select, or you refuse?
I refuse.
Okay. Now, Janelle Bynum believes hard work will pay off, but people can't afford rent right now, and the cost of the food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs, are raising prices but not passing their profits onto her workers. So in Washington, she will go after price gouging to help bring down costs and make the rich pay their fair share. She'll prioritize legislation to lower healthcare prices and expand affordable childcare to help keep more money in working people's pockets so we can get ahead. On a scale from 0 to 9 to 10, which one do you select, or you don't know, or you refuse?
I didn't hear anything that to accept or refuse. Raising taxes on the rich does not work. They just pass it on to the consumer.
Okay. Go ahead. Okay. Thank you for that answer. Now, let me go ahead and continue. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez?
Yes.
Lori Chavez.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns people have.
This is going far enough. I have to know.
We're almost done. I think that there is just two or three questions, and we're almost done, okay?
I am sorry. I am sorry. I have to go.
I, I, well, I, well, I don't,